Well, good news, America. Maybe Don Imus is back on the radio. Imus in the Morning debuted on WABC Radio in New York this morning and nationwide on RFD TV. It's been 8 months since he was fired from CBS Radio and MSNBC for talking smack about the Rutgers women's basketball team. We all remember that. The first 6 minutes of the show this morning had no Don Imus whatsoever. There was a commercial for Hackensack Medical Center
It was
and
riveting, shall we say?
a local traffic report and a
Boy.
kind of weird, stuttering newscast. After that, though, when Don Imus actually did take to the airwaves, he spent the first 30 minutes of the show talking about the impact that his comments had, not on just on him, but on the team, Rutgers team, and race relations in the U.S. And he was very contrite. Here's a little bit from the opening of that show.
A couple of minutes now to talk about what happened back on April 12th. On April 12th, we did the show, and we were scheduled to meet with the team that night down at the governor's mansion in Princeton. No one knew that. So around 4 o'clock that afternoon, I got a call from Les Moonves at CBS, and he said, we can't take the pressure, and we're going to have to pull the plug. And I said, I understood that. There was never at any point that he said, oh, everything's going to be fine or whatever. We understood the gravity of the remark. We understood the consequences for the young women at Rutgers. And we all recognized, and I certainly did, that it was just a matter of time before he did what he had to do.
Still got it. That riveting radio went on for another 25 minutes or so after that.
Now, the guests on today's show are historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, and answering the question, would candidates be appearing on Imus? A lot of people were wondering about that. Senators John McCain and Chris Dodd were going to appear, as well as James Carville and Mary Madeline. And this just in, did it, Dateline. There's been a lot made that there were going to be black people on Imus' show. Ooh, imagine that. The AP is identifying, I love when it's written like this, the AP identifies two of the new Imus cast members as, quote, black comedians, Karish Forster and Tony Powell. So we shall see.